So with all of these meditations on this retreat, they are invitations rather than instructions. So if you find that your mind is naturally sinking into a different kind of meditation, please allow it to do so. Sometimes you don't really need the driving instructor sitting by you in the seat. And if you are comfortable and feel ready, you can gently close your eyes and bring your senses inside. Perhaps noticing the absence of all those images, the bright lights, people's faces, just letting them fade. Noticing the absence of words, the spaces between my words, the silence surrounding any sounds. Those sounds arise and then dissolve again into stillness, into silence. A silence that enables us to listen to our inner world. Perhaps hear the sounds or reverberations of our mind. And at this time, maybe the reverberations of the beautiful precepts we just chanted together, those wonderful aspirations to refine our conduct of body and speech. To cultivate a sense of harmlessness and share that gift of harmlessness with our fellow companions here. Just notice any gladness or a sense of non-remorse that arises, having just purified your minds with these intentions, refraining from unwholesome actions of body and speech. How does that feel? In your body and in your mind? Can you allow your body to relax any tensions that may be becoming clear to you now? Perhaps noticing areas of the body we normally hold quite tightly, maybe the brow. Can you relax the muscles around your brow, your forehead? So those muscles were being smoothed out, massaged outward toward your temples with your mind. Allowing your eyeballs to just rest in their socket. relaxing the jaw. So your teeth are not clenched together, but perhaps there's a little bit of a gap. And your tongue can just rest. Noticing your shoulders. Any knottiness, crunchiness. Tension in your shoulders. At this stage, if you wish, you can still move them about. Roll them back a little bit. Maybe raise them to your ears and then let them go. Perhaps adjust your hands, your arms. So they're comfortable with the new position of your shoulders. Finding the best position for your hands and your fingers so they too can relax. And then noticing your spine, the position of your back. And just asking your back whether it would like to stretch a little bit. Perhaps extend just slightly through the spine, which may bring more space in the neck, perhaps just tilting the head slightly forward and feeling that space between the bottom of the skull and the beginning of the spine. Or perhaps your back would like to lean against the chair or wall, which is also perfectly fine. Checking into your buttocks. See that the weight is fairly evenly distributed. Nothing is trapped or tight. Feeling the grounding effect of your buttocks on the chair or on the ground. Your thighs on the ground. Perhaps noticing heaviness. Stability. A sense of being rooted, stable in your posture. So that any more tension from your upper body can, as it were, drain through your body and down into the ground. Planting your buttocks or thighs, or if you're on a chair, planting your feet firmly on the ground. And imagining roots going down from these areas into the ground to allow your body to be even more stable and firm. Checking that there's no undue pressure on your knees. Sometimes if you're seated on a chair, it might relieve any pressure on your knees to just move your feet slightly forward of your knees. Or if you're on the ground, just loosening up the way you've crossed your legs just a little bit. To give your knees and maybe your ankles a bit more space. Not because you have to, but because it's good to care. And then noticing your toes, maybe wiggling your toes a little bit to make sure they're not compressed, squished into the ground. Once more, getting a sense of the whole body sitting. Coming into companionship with your body. And giving that little bit more attention to any area that still feels tight or tense. Or maybe has some injury or wound. And to take the relaxation a little bit more deeply. And further soften the body, become aware of the feelings from head to toe. I'd like you to imagine that you're just sitting, perhaps by a lake or in a forest. Relax. And basking in the gentle golden rays of the sun. So in this simile, the sun stands for mindfulness and kindness. The light of the sun illuminates whatever it shines on. And it also carries the warmth, the kindness. So as you become aware once again of the top of your head, imagine soaking in the warmth and the light of the sun. The light helping you to receive whatever sensations are happening right now on the top of your head. Anywhere or perhaps across the whole scalp. And the light carrying with it the warmth, the kindness, the friendliness. Goodwill towards any feelings you experience there right now. Just allowing it to soak through your head, down across your forehead, just as though you're basking in the sun, and the sun is just spreading so naturally, just soaking through every part of your face. noticing any sensations you experience anywhere on your face. Maybe tingling, maybe warmth, coolness, softness, maybe still some tension. Just allowing this golden sunshine to include it all. Spreading down through your throat and your neck. Relaxing the muscles in the throat. Soaking in to your shoulders. Through all those rocky places, the bones, the cartilage. As though your shoulders are starting to soften and expand, drenched by beautiful kindness and warmth. The light and the warmth of the sun. Spreading down through your arms, to your elbows, down your forearms, to your hands, palms, fingers, the little finger, ring finger, middle finger, your forefinger and your thumb. Right down to each fingertip, giving your hands permission to relax. And then soaking up the sunshine through your chest. Receiving whatever sensations you experience, physical sensations in your chest area, happening now, beyond the realm of concepts or ideas, direct experience, helping you come more and more fully into the present moment, your actual experience here and now. And extending kindness towards whatever that experience is like. Maybe pleasant, maybe unpleasant feelings and sensations. The sun shines impartially on it all. Spreading across your tummy, perhaps inside to any feelings you notice in your tummy right now. Perhaps physical sensations of fullness or softness. Rumbling, grumbling, or emotions like anxiety or tension, whatever it is, just allowing the healing rays of this beautiful sun to soak through your belly. to receive some of the warmth. Just as though you were sitting with your back to the sun, and the sun was softening and loosening any sensations in your back, from the top down through your spine, around your waist, including the ribs, right down to the bottom of your back. Settling more and more fully into a felt sense of the present moment as you notice the sensations happening now. Spreading down to your hips, your buttocks, the bottom of the trunk, noticing the sensations in these areas, maybe pressure, heaviness, tightness, softness, whatever they are. Allowing this kindness and mindfulness to soak through your buttocks and through your thighs, spreading down your thighs, through the muscle, perhaps as deep as the bone marrow. Just relaxing and receiving any sensations in your thighs. Allowing this kindfulness to shine on your knees. Relaxing with whatever sensations you notice. Spreading down your legs, through your calves, your shins, paying attention to each and every part. And soaking through your heels, your soles, the bridge of the feet, and down to each toe, the little toe, the fourth toe, middle toe, second toe, and big toe, down to the tips of each and every toe. And letting go completely, letting them relax. So your whole body is suffused with kindfulness. Mindfulness and kindness, like the light and the warmth of the sun. And you're just relaxing in this space, allowing any sensations just to be as they are. As you extend this kind awareness to the silence, the silence between each thought. If you notice your breath naturally, extending this kindness to your breath. Noticing the quality of your mind, whether it's peaceful, scattered, restless or sleepy. Just noticing and extending kindness to your mental world, your emotional world. Being a companion to your mind, the way you'd be a companion to a friend, no matter what mood your friend was in. Just holding space, being a loving companion to your mind. gently returning to your own body, feeling your body sitting, connecting with any sensations, any physical or mental feelings that are fairly pleasant or neutral. And just wishing yourself well. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. Finally, sharing these loving thoughts with everyone in this room. May we all be happy. May we all be safe. May we be healthy. May we be at peace. Just noticing any peace you experience right now. Keeping it inside, protecting it. As you gently open your eyes. See if you can continue to cultivate this sense of friendship towards your body and mind. Perhaps even go to sleep with thoughts of love and kindness. Trusting that even if you don't feel particularly loving, with practice, we do develop more friendliness, more kindness towards ourselves.